Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 10th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 95, verses 6 through 11. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are His people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on the day at Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to the proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, they are a people who go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Therefore, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Our scripture lesson comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 43 and 44. The days shall come upon you when your enemies will cast up a bank about you and surround you and hem you in on every side and dash you to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation. These words of Jesus were fulfilled about 40 years after this, when Jerusalem was destroyed by the Romans in the manner described by Jesus. Let us learn a lesson from this, because it certainly concerns us and all other men. This is no joking matter, and we have no reason at all to suppose that our experience will be so different. The Jews refused to believe it until they experienced it personally. We are now being visited by God. He has opened to us His treasure, His holy gospel, by which we learn to know His will and to see how we have been held fast in the devil's power. No one is prepared to accept it in all seriousness. We even despise it and make fun of it. No city, no prince or ruler is really thankful to God for this gift. And what is even more serious, there are those who persecute and revile the gospel. God is patient and bides His time for a while. If we simply misread open facts and push matters too far, however, He can take away His word from us, and the same wrath which fell upon the Jews can also fall on us. For we have the same word and the same God and Christ that the Jews had. We too will suffer the same punishment that the Jews suffered for the same sin that they committed, despising and rejecting God's word, and more particularly His gospel of salvation in Christ. Hebrews 3:7 reads, "Today, when you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts." Let us pray. Lord God, Your warning voice is always quite plain. We have no one but ourselves to blame if we fail to recognize the day of Your visitation. Keep us always fully aware of the serious nature of Your offer of salvation in and through Christ our Savior. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.